on Bad Takes and Bust. The boys give their power rankings. Deshaun Watson is criminally awful. Jack loves Rutgers football, fan mail, and Key Books.
Well, guys, first off, we both want to apologize. I know we're getting this out a day late. And, I mean, by the time this comes out, it's going to be closer to Thursday than Wednesday. You feel me?
But I'll tell you what, we may be a day late, but we certainly will not be a dollar short.
We promised ourselves and the fans, because I know we both gotten some couple DMs, couple text message here and there. When's episode 4 coming out? And we told ourselves before this, we're going to give them the best. We're going to give them our best. And Jack, I can't wait to talk ball. I've been waiting all day for this.
This is a pretty exciting podcast. We no longer have to be in this stupid football limbo where we talk about what we think's going to happen.
We know what happened, baby.
Yeah, we no longer have to play the role of like the scout and the coach. We're like a slightly more educated scout and coach now. You know, we like basically are all those things, because realistically, what are the qualifications for those jobs in the first place? T, let's get into it. I know we got a lot of exciting things going on. We got a lot of exciting content. Who knows if we go past an hour this week? This might be a big one. We don't know.
This might be a big one. You're right about that, Jack. All right, let's get right into it with our power rankings. Okay, we're just going to go back and forth. Do you want to like rock, paper, scissors it?
Or do you want me to go first? You can go first.
Okay, I think let's just both agree on the last place.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these are all the power rankings from worst to best, 32nd to first.
I mean, we might bounce around a little bit, but we're going to get all 32 teams in here. Okay.
Yeah.
So last on three, 1, 2, 3, Panthers.
The Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, Panthers. Okay. Okay.
All right. And now number two, I would like to go.
Okay, sure.
And I'm not going to give a detail yet, and I'm not going to explain why, but the number two team is the New York Giants.
The who?
The number 29th, the number 31st team, Jesus.
31st team.
Is the New York Giants.
Okay. Okay, you don't want to get into that yet?
No.
Okay.
We're going to wait on that, guys.
Man. I don't know if you're going to like this one, but at 30? At 30? And this is based off of what I saw on Sunday. So, again, one game sample size.
Is this about to be the Cincinnati Bengals?
No, I was going to say the Raiders.
Yeah, they didn't look good.
They looked really bad.
I second that.
They looked really bad.
I thought you were going to say something different.
They were up on the Chargers at halftime, I'm pretty sure.
I couldn't.
And then they just couldn't move the ball past the 50-yard line. So my question is, Harbaugh, he wins his first game back.
He looked great. Team looked good.
J.K. Dobbins. How about J.K. Dobbins?
Well, we're talking a little more. Yeah. But we'll talk about the Chargers when we get to the Chargers. But surely they'll...
Fair enough. Okay. Your turn. Remember, we can bounce around if you want to give me your fifth team. I don't care who it is.
No, because I don't... I mean, we can bounce around.
I'm going to start bouncing around.
But I was going to assert that the New England Patriots were the 29th best team in the National Football League. Good win. Good, solid team win.
I can't believe they won.
I can't believe they won either. Yeah. But genuinely, in the same way that the Cincinnati Bengals aren't the worst team because of one game, I can't find myself saying that the Patriots are going to be more than like a potentially kind of fun team. We're like similar to the Tommy DeVito Giants. They're not good. Their roster's bad. And you look at them and you're like, how are they winning? But just through the power of friendship in Foxborough, Massachusetts, they find a way to do it. And maybe they got that spark. Maybe Jerod Mayo's that guy. But I can never find myself believing that this offensive line will be good, even though they looked good. I will never... At least until I see like three more weeks of like sustained okayness. But I genuinely can't see very much of the Patriots, but I am rooting for them. And they are unfortunately pretty close to being America's team right now, which is weird to say because they're the New England Patriots, but they're just so scrappy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go off the number one team, I think, and it's the Chiefs.
Shocker, everybody.
I mean, come on. Yeah, Mahomes won. He beat Lamar Jackson.
All our listeners in Missouri are now turning off because then they don't have to listen to the whole thing.
All I'm saying is the Chiefs are undisputed number one. Let's get real. You really weren't going to contest that one?
No. The Chiefs, it's just they can't be beat. They're not beat. And I think it's underrated how important Steve Spagnuolo seems to be for that process, because the man is just absolutely doing lights out coaching and lights out defensive stuff that's frankly blowing people away, even though it's like he's been in the league for so long
and
his
figured it out.
tendencies are known.
Yeah.
Like I can't
and
say
Xavier
enough.
Worthy, how about that? Two
He looked
cutters.
great. He looked great. He wasn't just a skinny guy, like what's his name said. Shout out skinny guys. We're people too.
What you got?
For number 28. This one hurts me slightly, but it's an immediate like back down on a take I had. The Denver Broncos did not look very good.
Yeah, I told
the
you
Denver
Phoenix.
Broncos did not look very good. And I'm still holding out hope because these are power rankings. These aren't written in stone. Teams move around. It's based on kind of what we see and what we think the talent is based on what we saw and what we like know. If you would disagree with that understanding of it.
I guess the crazy part about it is I don't know if you saw the spray chart of Bo Nix, but that buddy did not throw the ball farther than I think 5 yards the whole game. I think his I forgot what his EPA was, but it was something ridiculous, like a yard or something. I mean, he didn't throw the ball deep at all. He didn't look good. And I knew this was going to happen, but I got caught up in the preseason hype a little bit. I was like, well, he played really good in the preseason. But, man, that Seattle defense, they looked pretty good.
I got a pretty solid one for the next pick if you want to keep going bad.
I'm gonna start bouncing it around because I'm gonna bounce it around. You know what? You know what? I'm doing this because they're going into week two. Mm-hmm. I think I would just say not a good situation considering their quarterback's gonna be hurt. But I got the Packers at number 25. I feel bad for anyone in Green Bay, Wisconsin, because Malik Willis is not going to get that done.
Can I?
We still interject? Look. I don't think they're bottom. I mean, I put them at 25.
Can I say one team? I think. Oh, I'm sorry. 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put them at 25.
Okay. That's. You know what? I completely agree.
Yep.
I completely agree. I thought the reason why I was hesitant there was because I thought there was a team we hadn't mentioned yet that you were saying they might be better than. But yeah. They need to sign Ryan. Have they signed Ryan Tannehill? Have they?
I don't know.
I have him rostered in my fantasy league. So
there's no universe where you start Ryan Tannehill. And at any point.
It's a league where it can have two quarterbacks. But anyway, regardless of that, I genuinely, if this team has Malik Willis, they will lose every game. If they and that currently, as of right now, seems to be their plan.
For the next but they didn't put Jordan Love on IR, so he can return whenever.
But they said 3 to 4 weeks, and they're not going to rush it with him. Like, they've invested a lot of time, a lot of money
in
him.
If they're
like
0-4 or 0-5, they're going to put him back.
That's when he'd come back anyway.
Yeah.
But, like, I think for the next while, we're going to be watching some really bad. And they'll make the playoffs.
Playoffs. Josh Jacobs in fantasy is about to go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I like, just with the current playoff system, they'll still be okay.
All right, give me another number.
27, the Washington Commanders. I like Jaden Daniels. I'm going to start with the positive. I mean, you like him too. Like, you're a big Jaden Daniels guy. Based on what you saw, you couldn't not be optimistic. He looked like the best rookie quarterback.
He did. He looked
by
good.
A mile.
He did look good. All right, my turn. I'm going to put the Dallas Cowboys at number 5. They're my fifth best team right now heading into week 2.
I mean, they look good, but I mean, like in my heart, they're not the fifth best team. I'm not going to ask you to change that because based on what I saw, they played like
it. We're going back and forth, bro.
I'm
going to change that. All right, your turn.
Oh, man. I'm really – I'll tell you who I think the second best team in the league is, and it kills me because based on where you put the Cowboys, it hurts me even more. But the Eagles are the second best team I watch play.
That's crazy. No one else got that. I didn't talk to one person that felt that way besides you after watching the
game.
Did
you not watch them just like absolutely rip them apart along with
Jalen
the fact
Hurts
that
did not look good.
No,
Jalen
you're
Hurts
in.
Did not look
okay.
good.
What's
he
the
did not look good. He threw a horrible pick.
No.
And he fumbled.
Jalen Hurts
oh
is
God.
Not
Saquon
talent wise
great,
alone the reason why they're good. It's because the team clearly upgraded. The team clearly got better than where they were the second half of last season. What's the big thing you do against the Eagles that anyone who watched any Eagles film will tell you that they simply couldn't handle? Blitzing Jalen Hurts. They couldn't blitz. If you blitz Jalen Hurts, he was either going to throw a pick, throw it out of bounds, or get sacked. It was an automatic thing. And you know what? He was like 8 for 9 with like 100-something, 90 to 100-something yards on when he was blitzed. The Packers only did it less than 10 times because they fixed it. They, Cam Jurgens is a bear, and I didn't know this when I was his, but he was apparently handpicked by Jason Kelsey. Like, Jason Kelsey was like watching their film and he's like, I want that guy. That guy's good. Like, he plays like me. Mekhi Becton looked good. Maybe he was always a guard. Like, sorry, Jets fans, for to hear that, but he looked okay. Even though I was coming into this thinking he was the worst offensive lineman in the NFL, besides Evan Neal. Like, they look, I don't see how they're, someone's beating them right now. That's not the Kansas City Chiefs. I really don't.
Okay. This is for my main man, Greg Festa. The New York Jets are coming in at number 26.
Oh. Buddy.
That was pitiful. When I just,
buddy.
That was pitiful when I saw Monday. That's, there's three things.
I thought I was harsh things. On this team. I thought I was harsh on this
I
team.
I was upset about that. I think they beat the Titans, but going at, after week one, they were supposed to have a, they had the number one defense last year where they were winning games with Zach Wilson. And their defense was giving up.
They didn't win a lot of games.
I know, but the games they won, they were giving up like 10 points. And I'm like, how are you winning this game? Uh-huh. But their defense was shut down. They were supposed to have this amazing run defense that got torched by, what, undrafted free agent, I think, out of Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
If it was Christian McCaffrey, whatever. But come on, what are we doing? Also, too, what was the play calling? Nathaniel Hackett, what are we going to do? First down, toss to Breece Hall to the right.
Well,
second down, toss to Breece Hall to the left. Third and seven.
I don't want to sit there.
Rodgers drop back, and it's like, what are we doing?
I don't want to sit there and like be happy I'm right, but clearly Aaron is not like 100%. He's not the old Aaron. He's not the same guy.
Well, it's going to take him a couple. He didn't look bad. He was not the worst person on that field.
No, but his mobility's gone. Like, I was listening to a podcast yesterday where they had one of those prize picks where they had, like, they're sponsored by a, like, daily fantasy sports app, and they're like, if you sign up now, you can get Aaron Rodgers over 1.5 rushing yards. I'll tell you what, I'm putting $100 on it because that's what's going to happen. They were setting that up as like one of those like easy, like, is Aaron Judge going to, like, you know, is someone going to like have throw a ball against him? Is he going to have a foul ball tonight?
Yeah.
You know, like, and it didn't hit. He had -2 rushing yards.
Well, dude, he had no chance to move. I mean, we watched the game. There was never a point where he was able to escape out of the pocket. The way the pocket would collapse, he was getting surrounded. He was, like, literally dropping back 1-2 throw, 1-2 throw. But the worst part about it, that touchdown drive, the one where he threw the touchdown to Alan Lazard.
Yeah.
The play, the second play, the other deep play down the line of scrimmage to Lazard was also a great throw. They need to fix their offensive scheme and just let Rodgers, let him loose. They're going to, Breece Hall will be better when they are afraid of Rodgers beating him deep because he can still sling it. But that defense, they're not going to win games if their defense is going to play like that every game.
Their defense was laughable, I'm going to be honest. I say that knowing that there were like teams like the Panthers and like the Giants that like actually just like couldn't do anything defensively. But with regards to what they were supposed to be.
Yep.
Like, the way it was discussed, it was similar to that of, like, you know, the Ray Lewis Ravens, like the 85 Bears, the way people would talk about this defense. And frankly, I didn't disagree with them. Quentin Williams still looked pretty good, except in the run game. Pass rushing, he looked awesome. But, like, genuinely, like they give Hassan Reddick, like, you know, give him the biggest house in Bedminster, New Jersey, because, like, you gotta get that guy out there.
Okay. Well, the Jets are coming in at 26. So let's round out our bottom. We're at 25. This is, I know we got a couple guys at the top, but let's just go. Panthers 32, Giants 31, Raiders at 30, Pats at 29, Broncos 28, Commanders 27, Jets at 26, Packers at 25. Bounce around a little bit, Jack. I'm curious to see.
Well, you see, you try to bounce around and you try to do things like this, and you have like a bunch of ideas in the head, but the team that immediately came to my mind, like, right after kind of, like, going through the whole, what you were talking about, the Cleveland Browns spoke to me, and I you might severely disagree with this.
Okay.
I'm going to put them as the number 20th team.
Okay. I don't mind that.
I'm not going to mention anything about Deshaun Watson, because I am going to later, but Their defense could be good. Their defense will be probably be very good.
Yeah.
The Cowboys did work them. It's
Cooked
not
them.
cooked them.
Cooked them.
It's not. It was frankly a little surprising. It was a little. It was definitely shocking for me. And just on the offensive side of the ball, they got nothing. Their offensive, without even talking about Deshaun Watson, their offensive line situation is all over the place. They draft these guys that seem to have talent. They sign these guys that seem to have talent, and they're just nowhere to be seen for their entireties of their time there. Jedrick, like people talk about Baker Mayfield and his commercials, but Jedrick Wills had quite a few commercials.
Fair.
How consistent has he been on the field?
You're right.
Where Jack Conklin was supposed to be a massive signing from the Titans. Has he played very much?
No,
Not very much.
he's still hurt, yeah.
Yeah. I'm very concerned about them, but I'll never not be a Myles Garrett truther, and I'll never not
Thanks
be,
and gig him.
yeah. And obviously Denzel Ward's still very good. I like that defense,
Okay.
but they're broken. They're a broken
So
team.
let's count. We got 20. We got 20, 20. We got, let's do 20 to 24. Browns are at 20. So let's knock out this little chunk right here. I'm going to put the 24th team as, I'm going to go the Titans. Will Levis, not the answer. I think that's obvious.
Oh no, I can't say that yet. You can't
No,
say
what are
it.
you talking? How many more games are you going to give him, bro? How
I'm
many more
giving them a
games?
couple. I'm giving them
How many more
like,
games? You're going to give him the whole season? No way.
no, I'm giving
Who's their
them
backup, actually?
Titans backup. That's gonna be someone pretty funny. Mason Rudolph.
Oh my gosh. He's gonna start by week six.
Yeah, he might.
He's
I
gonna
didn't
start by
realize.
week six.
It's clearly a front office that invested in the backup quarterback position.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. All right.
can I
I think
jump this? Can I jump
yeah,
this? Am I allowed to jump
you
this?
can jump this if you want
All
to
right. I think the Indianapolis Colts definitely looked like the 11th best team in the country.
jump it. I don't hate that. I don't
I
hate
think
that.
Anthony Richardson, people always complained about him, like NFL film nerds. Who like break down all like 22s, they always say, like, oh, he only had like a couple really good plays in the NFL and then he got hurt. What's the deal with this guy? He only had like this many games started in college. The man threw some of the greatest passes I've ever seen in my life this weekend.
Yeah, he did look good.
He
He
looked
did look
amazing.
good.
I don't know. I can't guarantee they'll stay healthy. I can't guarantee that defense is gonna like be fantastic. But the vibes in Indianapolis seem amazing, and I would want to be that seems like to be one of the top fan bases I'd want to be right now. The amount of excitement in there. If that was your rookie quarterback, if that was your rookie quarterback, you told me you wouldn't just be absolutely like,
No, that's true.
yeah.
That's true. Okay, at 23, I'm going to take the Bengals. I think that was embarrassing they lost. I don't understand what happened. I've been seeing this weird video. I don't know if you saw it of Joe Burrow picking up this Gatorade bottle and like his wrist looked like he was like, ow, this hurts, or like he was struggling to like use the water bottle on the sideline during the game.
23 feels harsh, man. I feel like they still got
They
to be a
lost
top
to
10
the
team.
Pats.
Yeah, but we didn't say the Pats were that good. Like, we're punishing the
No,
Bengals a lot more than
this
we're
is,
rewarding the Pats.
that's what we're doing. Yes, I want the good teams who played bad, they deserve to be down here. I'm
Skip.
not giving them, oh, I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. No, you played bad, you're at the bottom.
I'm paraphrasing here. So you're saying. You could see a scenario where the Pats are like a four-win team, and the Bengals, based on what you saw, are like a
7-1 team.
seven-win team.
Yep.
That's nutso spaghetti-o to me, man. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is coming back.
Dude,
Ja'Marr Chase is coming
what are you
back. He
talking about?
had food poisoning. I'm putting up air quotes. He had food poisoning. We all play hooky from school sometimes. He's gonna come back. They're gonna give him his money, and they're
They're
gonna.
not going to. They were going to give him a 4-year deal, and he was going to get paid $35 million a year. And he didn't want, he wants more. He wants more than $35 million a year.
They
He
will.
wants to be the highest paid receiver.
And I think they're going to give it to him, man.
No,
They're
I
going to
don't
give.
think
They know
so.
what they have there. Joe Burrow almost brought Cincinnati, Ohio, a Super Bowl.
Off of just him and Ja'Marr Chase.
Like, I don't. I'm
Yeah.
not like. I'm more of a Pennsylvania guy than an Ohio guy personally, but like the amount that people care about football in that part of the country and the fact that they have Ja'Marr. And Joe there right now, when Joe looked like a couple years ago, potentially the best quarterback in the NFL.
His offensive line's bad.
I mean, they've been bad.
They're so bad. They're so bad.
La'el Collins ripped them off so hard, man. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, he was the reason why the Cowboys let him go. They have their thing for, let's say, offensive linemen. But if they let one go, it's because he's bad.
Yeah, but like, they could just turn it on. Like, you don't think you're going to just turn it on soon?
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. After week one, that's mine. Okay. All right, your turn.
Okay. Let's talk about the Bears.
Where do you want to put them? By the way, everyone, we have a list in front of us.
I see the 19th spot, slightly better than the Cleveland Browns, is available. Okay.
Bears. We'll get into that later. I think we'll get into that later.
Yeah. I'll let you handle that one for sure. But you don't disagree? You don't like? We don't have.
No, I know. We'll get into that later though. Coming at 22. Give me the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
They had a chance to win against the Bills. I will say this. I don't like Kyler Murray's quotes. I don't like his quote on Marvin Harrison saying, hey, we sometimes skew up to him, but that's not my job to throw it to Marvin Harrison. That's the offensive coordinator. And I was like, what do you mean? You're the quarterback. You missed a wide-open touchdown. You would have beat the Bills.
No, I get that answer. I mean,
but like why would he say that? It's a rookie. Why would you say that to your rookie receiver? And this guy's really good. He was open a lot. He didn't throw him the ball, Jack. He did not throw him the ball at all. He had one catch for 4 yards, five. I think it was three or five targets, and they were just either not good balls thrown to him, but it hit his hands once and he caught it.
Listen, I'm a Marvin Harrison Jr. first round fantasy guy. I really wish he got more, but like at the end of the day in this game, like you're not entitled to anything, you know? Like Marvin Harrison Jr., if he's like as good as he's like supposed to be, which I think he is, they should be. Have no choice but to get him the ball, like the Giants did with Malik Nabers. You know, like it should be a situation where like there is no other option but this generational guy who is claimed to be like the next Calvin Johnson. Different skill set, obviously, but in terms of like wide receiver hype, it was that big. Like you gotta force up the ball. But then again, I agree. Like the Cardinals, similar to the Pats, like I think they played a better game than like they. Probably
they're gonna be sneaky. There's gonna be a lot of Cardinals covers that I think.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's a good call.
Also, coming in at 21, give me the Atlanta Falcons. Kirko, Michael. You know who's the biggest probably rookie winner this week? Michael Penix.
Yeah.
He didn't lose, and he didn't play bad. And let's just say this: they only let him play once in the preseason. And said, yeah, we don't need to see him play anymore. He's good.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? If Kirk's the guy, why wouldn't you let him play the whole preseason?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand.
There's turmoil in Atlanta because they made that pick. If they would have drafted, let's say they would have drafted Rome Odunze,
yeah,
where everyone thought he was going to go, I think we'd be having a totally different conversation right now. But there is a quarterback controversy there, and Kirk Cousins, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. What you got?
I got a fun one. And I could be really off on this and super reactionary. Okay. But like then again, like that's what all this is. The Minnesota Vikings looked pretty good. The Minnesota
Where are you gonna put them?
Sam Darnold might be the comeback player of the year.
Dude, Sam that's Darnold. Crazy take after
Sam
the
Darnold
they
might
the
be
Giants. They're no, playing the Niners this week.
Give me I'm gonna tell you exactly where they're rocking right now. And that is the 16th best team.
Okay. I thought you were gonna do something crazy like put them in the top 10.
Oh no. But I gotta word this in ways that is not giving away what I'm gonna say about the Giants, but defensively, everything Brian Flores did. Everything Brian Flores did. Like, Andrew Van Ginkle looked like an all-pro. And Sam Darnold, frankly, looked impossible to beat. I understand who they were playing. I get that. But when you're at halftime and you have as many touchdowns as you do incompletions, like, I gotta take notice.
Fair enough.
And again, the Giants' defense was not supposed to be the issue. All I'm going to go in on that, I liked how Christian Darrisaw and Brian O'Neill looked like they were two of the best offensive linemen ever played the game. Also, that's what I'm going to say.
Also, I'm just going to say this one, but like, I don't really don't even want to talk about it because like, I don't care about this team at all. At 18, I'm going to put the Saints. Like, who cares? Like, they could be a team.
They, what do you,
I don't
what
care.
Do you mean, man?
Stop. I don't want to talk about Derek Carr. No, they're going to get Look, they're going to get waxed by Dallas on Sunday, and everyone's going to be like, yep, Derek Carr's bad. Listen, they're the 18th best team. I don't even want to talk about them. Your turn. Go. They're not good. They're bad.
You're going to hate my book it. I want the Lions at 3.
Okay.
I want the Lions at 3.
Let everyone know he wants Lions at 3?
Well, just based on where we're at, I mean, I don't know if I'm necessarily based on what I saw.
I'm very curious to see where you think the Rams are then.
Listen, we'll all see. It didn't look like the same team. It didn't look – they weren't as, like, gritty and grimy as the Dan Campbell teams of the past were. Maybe it's a little bit of a hangover from how much success they've had. But they won the game. And they won it by just pounding the rock.
Yeah.
And
hard-nosed football.
And their O-line still looked great. Like, Jared Goff had days to throw the ball. Like, actual, like if we were smarter people, we'd have, like, advanced stats in front of us. I'm telling you exactly how long. We're not that type of show. We're not nerds. But, like, the man had all day. Yeah. It was an offensive line coach's, like, dream to see what was happening out there. And I can't – and based on that, I can't put them lower than 3. I can't.
Okay. I'm going to put the Buffalo Bills at number 8.
Oh.
They're down.
I like them, man.
I didn't see I don't like the way that defense looked in the first half. I know they played better in the second half, but.
But the Cardinals look good. The Cardinals
I understand that, but hey, you know what? This is all I'm going to say, and I think this holds some weight. Their special teams let up the first kickoff return on the new kickoff.
Yeah, that's definitely an issue. Like you can't let that happen.
No.
Not to DJ Dallas.
I can't believe that happened. I literally watched that and said, there's no way I watched with my own eyes the first kickoff return with the new rule. Unbelievable. He literally made one cut up the field and just split him and hit the corner and was gone.
And this isn't Devin Hester. This is DJ Dallas.
Who's like, looks fat. He doesn't look fast. He looks slow.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, I got the Bills at 8.
Give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number 10, right above the Colts.
Oh, wow. Okay. Shout out, Bake. Shake and Bake.
I have a personal dislike of Baker Mayfield's style and like what he says generally. And how he specifically used to act. He's kind of cleared it up, which has made me like him a lot more. But the man is making the people in Cleveland look ridiculous. He is playing lights out football, and I would be thrilled to have Baker Mayfield as my quarterback. The man looked great. It was seeing
four tutters. Four tutters.
Yeah.
Seahawks coming in at number 17.
Very exciting pick.
Yeah, that's just what I'm saying. I just want to kind of get out of the way.
Okay. We just lost the upper Northwest, man.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone out there who was waiting for that. The Los Angeles Chargers. Are you going to let me write this down? You're going to rock with me? All right. The Chargers are the 6th best team.
Dude, what? They beat
and that's me being conservative because the 4 spot is open. And I was staring at it.
Dude, why?
When you win, how do you win a football game? How do you win a football game? It's so basic.
You have more points than the other team when the clock ends.
What's John Harbaugh great at doing?
Doing that.
People doubted them. I saw a lot of people very confidently saying, oh, Raiders are going to cover the spread. Raiders plus 4.5. Are you kidding me? With Gardner Minshew and the Chargers who might win 7 games. And they controlled the game the entire time. It wasn't flashy. It wasn't Xavier worthy getting jet sweeps. But it was good, old-fashioned, run-the-ball football. And I can't hate it because the same reason why I think the Lions are good, just win the team. Win the game.
Fair enough.
That's all I got to do is win the game.
Number 4. Texans. CJ Stroud.
Good game.
Listen,
good game.
The Colts are our number 11 team. The Texans, if they beat our 11th best team in our rankings who lost, I think the Texans are a top 5 team. I'm going to put them above my Cowboys, but I love CJ Stroud. I like their offense. They look good. The defense is going to be great under D'Amico Ryans. I'm so excited to watch this team. The Texans, I'm telling you, are going to be a threat to the Chiefs. Book that. Book that. It's not my book of the week, but book that.
I can't disagree. I can't disagree. A team we haven't mentioned yet that I feel like I just need to put down because I don't even know if they're the 15th best team, but I could see them being just slightly better than average, which is what that means.
Okay. Who?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Fair enough. Ryan the center.
Justin Fields isn't good. Justin Fields is not a NFL quarterback. He cannot throw in the middle of the field, and that's absolutely insane.
You saw a spray chart? You were talking about that.
Ridiculous. I think it's insane they won. I think it's insane they won against a team like the Falcons, who I believe to be pretty good, who will be a playoff team. Their defense was just lights out. TJ, I had to be a little devil's advocate with you, but it is TJ Watt's Defensive Player of the Year award to lose right now.
Fair enough. Well, Jack, there's a big team we forgot, but I'm going to put them at 7 because that's the only highest spot we have left.
Yeah.
But the 49ers.
And that's the problem with lists like this, folks. You know,
you get stuck with it. Yeah.
I would like to point out that I didn't agree with the Cowboys at 5.
I also didn't agree with the Chargers at 6. But either way, bad takes in Boston for a reason.
Yep.
Your turn.
49ers okay at football, guys.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. They're probably
although maybe the Jets aren't even that good.
Yeah.
Maybe the Jets aren't even that good.
That's true.
Maybe
Sam Darnold gets to play him this week. Maybe Sam Darnold shows him what's up. They beat him last year, didn't they?
Let's have a little backing in our beliefs and
49ers overrated question mark.
I mean, I believe the 49ers are better than the Cowboys. I believe that. I would honestly say they're better than the Texans.
They're better than the Chargers too.
So anyway,
what? That's a crazy take. Anyway,
we'll see.
All right, finish this thing up. Yeah, right. A couple more left.
All right, 12. I'm going to put the Dolphins.
Okay.
Seems like the same team.
Yep.
And I'm excited to see when what's their rookie out of Tennessee, the running back, Wright. Last name Jalen Wright, maybe.
Yes.
Yes. Very excited to see him play. Very excited to see what he does. This I can't stop Mike McDaniel, but it just seems like the same team.
All right, we got 3 more spots left. I think we're down. We're down to the Rams, the Jags, and I believe the Ravens. I think this is simple. We go Ravens at 9.
Yep.
Rams at 13. Jags at 14.
Yep. That's very yeah.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Ravens.
And the Ravens are better than the 9th best team, I would say.
Sure. They lost. I want to say that.
Yeah, but they almost won. And that would have really
made this. We're giving out participation trophies. I thought you were better than that, Jackson.
You know I have Isaiah Likely in 2 leagues.
Did you start him?
Nope.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to post our power rankings on the Instagram, so you'll get to see this, but all we need to know is the Chiefs are number 1 and the Panthers are last. And I don't think that's going to change after this after week 2. But, Jack, let's get into our dudes of the week. Let's get into our dudes of the week. I'll let you go first.
Couldn't be happier to shout this guy out. I've been a very long-suffering fan of this team, but Rutgers looks great. As everyone who, actually roots, for, legitimate Big Ten and SEC and, like schools like Oklahoma and Florida, and they look at that and they're like, they're just Rutgers. They beat Akron and they beat Howard. I need you to imagine something. I need you to imagine the fact that I have watched this team lose a game, in conference game, 76-0 to a team where a significant portion, 30-40% of the starters were from New Jersey. And now I am watching a team that covers spreads against Howard and then against Akron, who are awful, granted. But when it's all on the back of one guy, and I will say one guy, I like the offensive line too, but I'm going to specifically say that Kyle Monongai looks like one of the best running backs in college football. The man runs. He's not incredibly fast. He doesn't got the insane breakaway speed. People catch him from behind. But you know what he does do is he gets a carry and he gets yardage. And that's all you can ask for. I remember Kyle Monongai because he went to Don Bosco Prep, pretty close to me. And I remember he was not the starting running back of his team. There was a 5-star in front of him. And I had the privilege of playing college football with an individual who played with both of these guys. And I remember him saying to me, yes, this other individual who ended up going to Michigan State or Wisconsin or whatever is like the higher recruit, but Kyle Monongai's the better player. And right now, I don't think that other guy is playing college football anymore. And Kyle Monongo looks like the best running back, one of the best running backs in college football. 8.1 yards a carry, 373 yards in two games. You can't really ask for better than that. Against Howard and against Akron, you want your team to be doing that. You don't want your team laying out like Penn State against Bowling Green stinkers. You don't want your team to like have a massive crowd just to let everyone down. What they've been given so far, they've been exceptional with, and that is on the back of Kyle Monongo, because trust me, that passing game is not helping out. Kyle Monongo, dude of the week, congratulations.
Let me get into mine. I wanted to get into it earlier when doing our power rankings, but Baker Mayfield, I think he deserves a lot of praise for what he's done. And I really started thinking about this today, but the game that really changed, I think, everything for him was when he came in on, was it like 4 days notice and played that Thursday night game against the Rams, with the Rams against the Raiders, and it was like 40 seconds left, and he went like 90 yards down the field and won the game, touchdown pass to Van Jefferson. I forget what year this was, but no, it was 2 years ago, because after that, he signed that one-year deal with the Bucks, and he signs his extension, and he's balling out. Threw for four touchdowns against the Commanders, 24-30, 289. And I'm happy for him. I've always been a Mayfield truther. I literally have his Browns jersey, and you know this.
Gross.
You know this.
Gross. Yeah, it's the ugly brown jerseys, too.
I was rocking that. I was rocking that in my intramural championship game.
Did you win?
Yep. 6-0.
Other team must have sucked.
No, no, it was 7-6.
The little sisters of the floor will never forget that loss.
It was 7-6. It was a real one.
St. Mary's School of the Blind will never forget that loss.
If you want to hear, if you want to, yeah, that was nuts. We beat a team, I forget the team, but I just remember knowing the quarterback he was in the core. I remember that. Or no, he used to be in the core, something like that. I remember that.
Thanks and gig 'em, everyone.
Anyway, Baker Mayfield is my dude of the week, but I also want to say the stat. Baker, since leaving the Browns, 30 games, 63.2 completion percentage, 6,500 yards, 42 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. And I'm going to transition to that into one of our newer segments that we're going to call NAF of the Week. And you can figure that one out. But, Jack, I know you've got a guy you want to talk about.
I'm going to be really honest with you guys, and I'm going to try and say this in a way, because obviously we're both in law school, so like we understand the seriousness of ongoing legal matters and how sometimes people who – granted, are in the media. We're kind of in the alternate media, but we're still somewhat media.
We're tapped in. We're tapped in. Yeah.
Can get in trouble for saying the wrong things. I would just like to point out that there have been 25 very serious allegations against Deshaun Watson. And based on a personal opinion, not a legal fact, when 25 women say something like that, I tend to believe them. Given that little aside, just because I have to address it, what we need to understand with Deshaun Watson is not only is that disgusting embarrassment to the city of Cleveland and a little bit Houston, but they did get rid of him, is the fact that this possibly very bad guy, potentially very, very, very bad man, is the worst quarterback in the NFL and one of the worst starting quarterbacks I have ever seen, with the additional benefit of the fact that he is costing the Cleveland Browns. And a lot of people like this is like known to like people who are like really into football, but like not like widely known. They are paying $250 million guaranteed to this guy, which is unheard of, a historic contract in NFL contract sports agency history. The fact, and which essentially means they cannot get rid of him unless they pay a ton of money, which is completely their fault, because they had Baker Mayfield on the roster, who was declining, but clearly is making them look ridiculous.
But he was playing with, the worst part about it, he was playing with a broken, or was it a torn shoulder or torn labrum or something like that? And they didn't even give him a chance.
They sold him for scraps, and they signed this absolutely dumpster fire of a quarterback, whose numbers are historically awful with the Browns. And keep in mind how long ago it was when, like, the Browns released that statement where they essentially were like, we respect women, but, like, blah, blah, blah. If you read into this, it's actually just saying we think he's good. Since then, which is, I believe, around 2022 is when he started to play, 2022 season. He's played 13 games, 59% completion, 2,386 yards, 15 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Along with the fact that this year, he's currently rocking a QBR of 9, after the which is a low, because the past 2 years it was 40 and 40 points and 43. He has placed a team that, frankly, I used to really like. He has placed it because they were just awful, and then they started to be good. And they started to be good in a way that I respected, where I like Nick Chubb. Yeah. I think he's a good player. My dad would always tell me when I was a kid that, like, I want you to be – he would always say this to me as a way to, like, not celebrate when I'm playing football. He would say, be Emmitt Smith, don't be Jeremy Shockey. And he would specifically use a Cowboys player and a Giants player, which I was told to love and hate, to send that message of, like, just be good and don't be flashy. For me, Nick Chubb was my Emmitt Smith of what I'm going to tell my son, because he just plays – he has no swag. He has no drip. He uses that stupid helmet, and he plays the game. And Deshaun Watson is embarrassing him. He's embarrassing the Haslams. He's embarrassing the entire city of Cleveland and state part of Ohio that likes them with his horrendous field and, frankly, his disgusting conduct. Potentially disgusting conduct. Allegedly disgusting conduct. The man simply needs to be out of Cleveland yesterday, and they have no other option. This is a team that went to the playoffs with Joe Flacco, who looked fantastic. They don't have bad weapons. They have a good offensive line when healthy. And even when they're not healthy, it's not like they're, like, bottom five. Deshaun Watson, based on what he used to be, should have been amazing. And instead, he has been embarrassing. I can't stand the man. And frankly, I couldn't think of a more fitting person for NAF of the week, week one.
I also want to point this out for comparison. Brandon Whedon's rookie year, 15 games, 57.4 completion, 3,300 yards, which is more than Watson in two more games, 14 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. I mean, Deshaun is playing horrible football right now. The Browns are stuck. And Jack, I couldn't agree with you more on that one. But let me get to my NAF of the week. And I think this one is tough for me.
I'm lighting a candle for our buddy in South Boston right now.
Yep. But it's going to be Bryce Young. I mean, this dude is ass. I'm talking like...
And we don't swear on this pod. We keep it PG, but goodness gracious.
Matt, like, I'm talking Mass Ave, baby. I mean, this dude stinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just a couple... I want to say the first...
Mass Ave is crazy.
I watched the first half of that game. And there was a couple of throws where I go, a typical NFL quarterback makes that play on 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 6 or 3rd and 5. And he just misses a dude wide open. Or he throws a ball lit out in front. When the guy had a step on him, he just threw a bad ball. In my head, I'm like, I feel so bad for him because I'm such a bright shining truth. I mean, the dude won a Heisman at Alabama. He was a really good college football player. I don't understand. A part of me thinks it's just the Panthers. Because think about it, Baker Mayfield was there and he couldn't win anything. The only one that actually won him anything was Cam Newton and Ron Rivera. Cam Newton was generational and Ron Rivera was a no BS type of guy. He was Mr. Straight and Narrow, and I think that worked out for them. But now they've had a carousel of head coaches, they have a carousel of quarterbacks, and nothing looks bright in Carolina. Bryce Young, buddy. He's probably not starting quarterback after this year if this continues. I mean,
well, this continues 100%.
I don't even know if they're going to win a game this year, dude.
No, I can't believe that. I can't force myself to.
They could have beat the Saints.
Maybe Derek Carr is it, dude. I don't know. We got to give Dave Canales a little time. We got to give him a little grace.
Oh, no. They got beat pretty badly. I didn't expect that.
I didn't expect that either. I thought it could have been a sneaky.
Close game, relatively close. Close game, yeah. No, it was a beatdown. But on the lighter side, let's talk about our squad of the week. Northern Illinois.
How could you not be emotional about football, man?
Yeah.
How could you not?
I wanted to say this.
They are a better team than Texas A&M.
I knew you were gonna say that, but sure. I mean, I understand the logic there. But regardless, I want to say this about the college football aspect of it. This is why I enjoy. I would say I enjoy this about college football because you don't really see this much in the NFL. Not saying it's not the same, but in college football, every week there's one team that's has a chance to make history.
Mm-hmm.
History. And Northern Illinois did that on Saturday. That was their first ever top 10, or was it top 10 or top 5 win in program history, and they beat them in Notre Dame, at Notre Dame, after the Fighting Irish went to Kyle Field and dismantled my Aggies. And for Northern Illinois now to be ranked number 25 in the country, that's beautiful, man. That's what sports is about. I think you said a great point on that. These guys went in there, knew they were the underdog, and said, you know what, let's win. In the NFL, it's week to week.
Mm-hmm.
The Pats beat the Bengals this week, and you know what, next week, man, the Bengals are going to bounce back. Who cares? They're going to be 1-1. But in college football, it just means a little bit more.
Football's a really hard sport. You don't get a lot of, like, positive dopamine rushes. You don't get a lot of it's mostly a grind. There's a lot of practices, a lot of meetings, a lot of sacrifices you have to make. And I can only speak from personal experience, but there is no bigger feeling and better feeling than to beat a ranked team on the road, whether it's high school, college, NFL, anything. And to see the way the Coach Hammock talked about his kids, saying he was so proud of them and they believed they came in here and they did it. I couldn't be happier. I've seen grown men who I've never seen as so much a smile when they beat a ranked team get close to tears, because it's what people grind for. People actually sacrifice their lives for this. Not even just the players, but the coaches too. Some of these guys are making no money to be grad assistants, to be special teams, quality control people. And they are living in dorms, making like less than people make at 7-Eleven. And they get to experience joy in those moments. And it's just a really beautiful thing.
I think that was the best part of the week, honestly, was that interview and just seeing how much he's a football guy.
Totally.
Simple enough. He's a football guy. And they were no doubter this week. No doubt, squad of the week. Now let's get into some fan mail, Jack. You're the fan mail guy. You're our mailbag. You know that?
Yeah. Let me.
It feels like the people really be asking you questions.
If I can't find this specifically, I'm gonna just give a vibes and who said it to me.
I think we had a couple, honestly.
Oh, no, we got
it. I do have one for you. This is from Kyle in South Boston.
Oh, we got Kyle in Southie?
He wants us to give our opinion on his take. He believes that Trevor Lawrence is the biggest fraud in the NFL. Do you agree or disagree?
No.
I disagree.
I mean, like, after that rant, I just went on Deshaun Watson. I can't look at Trevor Lawrence and say
he threw a nice touchdown pass to Brian Thomas Jr. this past weekend. You saw that?
Yes, I did.
It was beautiful.
His stats are completely diluted. I've seen the, like, motivated reasoning of, like, Daniel Jones truthers of, like, showing Trevor Lawrence versus Daniel Jones. And I'll be honest, look at the career trajectories, guys. Look at a guy who had maybe one of the worst rookie years ever versus a guy who has only been declining. Like, it's simply not the same thing. I understand why they gave him that money. It was the best option they can. They go to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They're not amazing. They're not, like, an insane team in this league, but pretty far from the furthest fraud in the league.
I agree. I think they had a down year last season.
Mm-hmm.
But the only reason they lost to the Dolphins is because they went for it on 4th-and-1
mm-hmm.
at their own 30-yard line and ran an absurd play. And they gave the ball right back in the fourth quarter when they were up by, I think they were up by 10 or mm-hmm. 7 at this point, and they let the Dolphins right back into the game. Either way, I think Trevor Lawrence has to go to the playoffs this year, or there's going to be a real conversation. Maybe Peterson's gone after this year, get a new coach in there. I don't know, but they did sign him to a big deal. But I think the Jags, you know, it really is a hot seat time for that team. They need to make the playoffs this year.
They need to do something better than they have.
Yep, 100%.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you got a question about the Giants, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm not going to phrase it exactly how he worded it, because he kind of worded it as a joke about how Daniel Jones is bad. But Henry from Ridgewood, New Jersey would like to know, what I think the deal is with the New York Giants. So, Henry, there is a very specific reason why I put them as the 31st best team in the NFL. And it's a little bit emotional in the sense that, like, it's a bit of an emotion, like you're only better than the Panthers. But based on what I saw on Sunday, I have no reason but to think this is a very similar season, trajectory-wise, to the 2021 final year of Joe Judge, where we are a team that is not only bad. Can you give me the list for a second? The Titans, the Julian Loveless Packers, the Cardinals, the Falcons, the Broncos, the Pats. These are bad teams. No one legitimately feels bad for them. No one legitimately makes comments speaking of those teams like they would speak about the New York Giants. We are a team that has absolutely zero pride. We are in a situation where players like Ivan Pace are just straight up saying that they don't respect us offensively. Sauce Gardner is being asked about Daniel Jones and having nothing to say on the stand. And everybody in the NFL who isn't a Carolina Panthers fan is absolutely thrilled and thinks it's hilarious how bad we are. And the reason why we're bad is because Daniel Jones is playing historically bad football. Brian Daboll is making play decisions that are frankly insane. The Andrew Van Ginkle pick six was an example of, we have tried to run a screen six times in this game, and now we're going to take Wandell Robinson, one of our fastest, definitely smallest receiver, make him run behind trips concepts and throw him a duck that anyone who is above a junior in who is playing any sort of varsity or even JV football, any sort of DN, could have made that read and instantly saw what was going on and made that pick six. What's scary is that the offensive line looked good. Jermaine Illuminor is looking really good at right tackle. The guards need some work. John Michael Smith needs work. And Andrew Thomas pitched an absolute shutout. No pressures, no hurries, nothing. Overall, it was a great game for the offensive line. Our weapons are there. Our offensive line is there. We have Malik Nabers now. What is the problem? Our defense, who I spent an entire year telling people was actually going to be pretty good because of how much we have invested in this front seven. Obviously, the secondary needs work, but I thought the front seven alone would be enough to be a formidable thing for the Minnesota Vikings with a backup quarterback. And instead, they got zero hurries. Not literally, but we got one sack the entire game. Brian Burns was nowhere. He has a bad history against Brian O'Neill, and maybe Brian O'Neill is the greatest tackle of all time, but I don't really think so. And now this is 2 years in a row where he's held him to nothing. I'm not as mad at him as I am with the other members of this defensive line. With the exception of Dexter Lawrence, you're amazing. I love you. You're probably the best football player on the defensive side of the ball I've ever seen, including Aaron Donald, and that's a real take. Kayvon Thibodeau, where were you? You're going to do all this talking on the media. You're going to do all this. You're going to make all these attention-grabbing things for the New York media to just latch into. Next year, you're going to want a ton of money. Where were you? You were absolutely shut down. You can no longer be a player that only does good against against bad offensive tackles. Here's a little trick. If you want to know if an offensive tackle is bad, figure out if Kayvon Thibodeau has gotten a sack against him. If they are below the exact average, he might have one. And if they're really bad, he's got a billion. If they are anything above that average, he will get nothing and have no production and will be absent for an entire season. Even though he is a player that was a top 10 pick, was talked about as being one of the best defensive players in that draft in general. And now I guarantee you is going to be asking for gobs and gobs of money with the stack padding that he does. I don't think he's a bad player. I really like him, but he needs to step up. This is a team that's broken. The New York Giants are fundamentally broken. And I frankly blame a lot of it on the front office and a lot of it on Brian Daboll. I want to believe in them really bad. I want to believe in Daboll. Obviously, Daniel Jones is out of there, but I saw no reason to believe anything for this team. They are right now very, very embarrassing. And let me tell you right now, I will say this on air. If we lose to the Commanders, what you've seen so far from like Giants fans, Giants Twitter, that side of the world is nothing. We will be worse. I think we'll be a worse team overall at the end of this year if we somehow lose to the Commanders with their awful secondary, generally poorly built team, if we lose to them or are not competitive in any way, it's shocked. It's absolutely chalked. Top 1-3-2-1 pick. Easily.
Feel good? Did you get all out?
Yeah, that was hard. It was hard holding that in the whole time. But yeah, I got a lot of that out.
Okay. Well, I got a lock for the people here. Okay. My man, CeeDee Lamb, just got paid. And I really expected a big game from him against the Browns. But you know what? It wasn't needed because, you know what? The Browns might be just really bad. And if they are, great. Whatever. I want Deshaun Watson gone too. But Cowboys look good. And CeeDee Lamb only caught 3 passes. But I will say this. He's going to go off this weekend against the Saints. New Orleans had a cupcake victory over the Panthers. They're riding high. Congrats, you beat Carolina. They're still bad. Whoop-de-doo. The Cowboys home opener. That place is going to be sold out. It's going to be packed. It's going to be loud. And CeeDee is going to show out at home. CeeDee Lamb is going to explode against this secondary. Trust me, Jack. Lamb, he's having at least 6 interceptions. He's going for 100 yards and a tutty. And the Cowboys are winning this game. Book it.
Old Jackie Thunder made a bit of a whoopsie this week, guys. I analyzed my book it for next week. Fully had it planned. Had a whole talking, a bunch of talking points for it. And realized that book it is actually for a game that is going to occur next week. And it is very dependent on the two teams who are playing. So apologies. Hopefully you'll all learn to forgive me in your hearts.
No bookie for Jack this week. I got CeeDee Lamb against the Saints, and I think the Cowboys are going to bring home a victory. That's all we have on this episode of Bad Takes in Boston. Thank you again for listening, and we'll be back with more next week.